Blessed is the one whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3. Introduction. What gentler encouragement could we have, my dear brothers and sisters, than that word from the Lord calling us to himself in such a way? We can see with what loving concern the Lord points out to us the path of life. Rule of Saint Benedict, Prologue. Who do you know who carries substance as a leader? Not extraordinary talent or compelling charisma or impressive expertise, just substance, weight of character, an unusual presence. We might call it spiritual gravitas. Such men and women rarely seek the spotlight or dominate the room, but when they speak, you sense that their words rise from a deep core. Intuitively, you know they carry a tensile strength, forged in the heat of both victories and defeats. They have paid the price for the truths that now flow from their mouths, words that in turn evoke depths of trust and confidence. You feel drawn to them and secure in their presence, quietly inspired by something that's hard to name. Other leaders take up an impressive amount of space in a crowd, a commanding voice, unshakable confidence, some type of magnetic personality. All eyes turn when they rise, and they rise often. You feel drawn to them as well, maybe even electrified by force of personality. But at the end of the day, you're not sure how far you could trust them, not certain you would put your life on the line for them. Years ago, I attended a small conference. The speaker had a modest following and a few books, but he was only really known within a fairly tight circle. Yet there was something I felt instantly. Gravitas, spiritual authority. I was captivated, and I listened to him for hours without losing interest. Even more, I felt like something deep and true was being mysteriously established in me as he spoke. The word gravitas might evoke images of somber faces and dreary tones, maybe even an intimidating aura. But none of that was true of this speaker. With an easy smile, he spoke softly, in slow, thoughtful sentences, with very little drama of presentation. It was not exactly a TED talk, yet I sat rapt with attention, content to let his words wash over me and seep inside. I think that's the thing about gravitas. It begets more gravitas. I have sometimes imagined myself becoming a dashing, charismatic speaker who could stir crowds and be much in demand. And while there's nothing wrong with that, this guy made me want something different. I found myself wanting to speak from that same deep place, to carry a more grounded substance of being. This man will never know that he set my life course on a new trajectory. Got weight? Gravitas is a Latin word that mirrors our English word gravity, anchored in the idea of weight. Dignity, presence, influence. These descriptors attempt to capture the effect that such a quality of character has on others. In the social stampede for overt power, there is little demand for gravitas. But when you feel this subtle force in someone, you know instinctively that they are anchored to the earth, immune to the winds of fad and fashion. They don't usually soar in popularity or plunge in ignominy. They are here today and here.